Hey everyone, welcome to the Period Party. I'm Nicole.
Hi everybody, I'm Nat.
Hello, and on this episode, we are talking to Suzanne Siemens and Madeline Shaw, the founders of Lunapads, about the triple bottom line approach of a woman-owned business. When I say triple bottom line, I'm referring to profit, environment, and social. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. It's a thrill to be here.
Thank you for having us, Nicole.
Yes, so we're so excited to have you guys here. So I feel like we should just jump right in, right, Nat?
Yeah, totally. So for all of our listeners who are new to Lunapads, guys, what got you interested in natural menstrual health in the first place? And it might be good also to tell us what Lunapads are.
Absolutely, sure. So Lunapads are a collection of cloth washable menstrual pads. It's Madeline speaking, that I started developing in the early 1990s because I was getting infections from using tampons. And I'd really not given it a whole bunch of thought until that point. I was in my early mid-20s and was a busy person and using tampons like so many women do. And it wasn't until that I realized that I was experiencing health complications from using them that I needed to make a different choice. But I'd never wanted to use disposable pads because they just seemed so incredibly uncomfortable and wasteful. So that left me with the option of making my own menstrual pads, which fortunately I've been sewing since I was a kid. And I just got quite curious about the idea. And in confronting the taboo of using and washing my own menstrual pads and washing them, it just felt so good. It was like Alice walking through the looking glass. Like, it was really a deep feeling of transformation that I had around doing it that just felt really real and true and wonderful for me. And just, I got to know my cycle better. And I realized that there was this whole relationship that I'd kind of shut down and been missing out on that turned out to be very valuable. And that in turn inspired me to start a company making them and selling them commercially.
That was so cool. I love that it was an Alice in Wonderland moment for you.
Yeah, it was also kind of an emperor has no clothes moment as well. It was like, oh, this thing that I've sort of been conditioned to realize, to think of as kind of dirty and gross and bad, and you have to throw this away, like committing this radical act of washing the pads and then using them again, was like, actually, this feels kind of good to me. This isn't gross. This actually feels 1,000 times better than anything I've ever done before.
I think that's really important for people to be able to tap into what feels right for them as well. When it comes to even... For some women, I guess the idea of switching from a disposable to a reusable is probably daunting. Maybe talk a little bit about the benefits of why. Why should we be using reusable menstrual products?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think a lot of consumers are not aware that the mainstream disposable products, so I'm not talking about organic cotton disposables, I'm talking about your mainstream Always and Kotex and Playtex and so on, contain a host of chemicals that really have no place inside a woman's body. Tampons in particular are very disruptive to natural vaginal pH. They deplete natural vaginal moisture, which we need. It's an essential part of our health, and are just generally disruptive in our bodies. Like they solve a problem, but they also bring a whole bunch of unnecessary chemicals into our bodies and expose them in a very intimate, very sensitive part of our body. And it's actually not known. Science and medical researchers don't know what the long-term results are or impacts of long-term exposure to tampons actually are. So in starting to do this, I learned that I wasn't alone. You know, we see women with endometriosis, we see them with contact dermatitis and so on. So a lot of customers do come to us for health reasons primarily. So they're experiencing something along the lines of what I did. So health is a really, really big one. Another one is the environment. So, you know, these products last a matter of hours before they're thrown into landfills. They take hundreds of years to biodegrade and are just wasteful. Like, everything about them is highly, highly wasteful. We're talking about 11,000 approximately disposables per person in a lifetime. And that's completely unnecessary. It doesn't have to happen. And the good news about reusables is that in the case of Lunapads, our customers, thanks to their choice to use our products, are now diverting over 20 million disposables from landfills every year. So there's real opportunity to make a difference here. And there's other benefits, like saving money is another one. But I feel like still the one I always go back to is just feeling better about myself. Like, just feeling like, you know what, my menstrual cycle, my periods are not some dirty, gross thing that needs to be cleaned up. They're a natural part of my fertility and my reproductive wellness, and I'm going to treat them with respect, and I'm going to do that in a sustainable way that celebrates me and honors me, and that makes me feel better about, in my case, being a woman.
I was just going to say, I really like what you said about just the fact that we're using disposables maybe for a couple of hours and then they're going straight into the garbage and nobody even thinks twice about it for the most part. I know that that reusables are really getting out into the mainstream now. I believe you guys are in some Target stores, right, in the U.S.?
Indeed we are. It's Suzanne speaking. And it really is a testament to the whole conversation and movement towards looking at our feminine hygiene products differently. And it wasn't a matter of, in this particular instance, us kind of hounding Target and saying, please, please put us on your shelves. They actually approached us because they felt the need for more natural products in their store to attract guests that would say, you know, this is progressive of Target. Let's bring in some products that are well-known from a brand perspective and will attract customers who want to buy it on the store shelves instead of online.
That's awesome. And what has the response been?
Well, it's been pretty positive on our side because we have had a legion of fans who have always been asking us, when can we buy Luna Pads in store? I would say from Target's perspective, they have some pretty high benchmarks of how quickly they want product to move inventory-wise. Yeah, so to be honest, this is a test on their part. And so we're only 3 months into the 6-month test. So we're actually literally, you were asking me earlier how our day was going, and we were doing a number of things today, including being in conversation with Target about what 2017 will look like. So the story is yet to be finished to be told.
That's very exciting. That is, for us over here, we have nothing like in store.
Oh, Nat. Well, on the other end of the planet, all that stuff.
Let's just be clear on this, the butt end.
No, it's not. Don't be ridiculous.
So far from anything.
Right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we're envious.
What's that?
I said it's sunny over there right now. We're envious of the sun.
It is. It's so nice.
Oh, stop it. It's freezing and raining here. But anyways. You know, I really wanted to talk to you guys about this triple bottom line concept because I'm a big fan of that. And I really wanted to ask about sort of like the social side of things for your business, because when I was saying triple bottom line earlier and I was saying it's profit, environment, and social, obviously we know it's a for-profit business and we talked a little bit about the environmental aspect of it. But I'm so curious what you have been up to in the social side, because I just really like this triple bottom line idea. I think it's incredible and I think that it's really sustainable, and yet companies are slow to adopt it.
Yeah, and in our case, social impact looks like a lot of different things. The one that we're best known for is working on menstrual health in the global south, and in particular, how that relates to girls' education. Mm-hmm. So that's an issue that has become definitely much more in the public imagination these days, but for people who aren't aware, in the global south, it's very common for girls not to have access to feminine hygiene products of any variety, reusable, disposable, whatever, or even underwear. And so as a result, when they have their period, they will often not go to school. And when they don't go to school for, you know, enough days, then they end up failing tests and they end up dropping out. And when they drop out, they typically have to get married. And when that happens, they end up being pregnant and so on. And there's all kinds of health risks that go along with teenage pregnancy, and not to mention just the entire trajectory of their lives being radically curtailed in sort of a tragic, unnecessary way. Like, we're not trying to cure malaria here. Like, we're merely trying to provide girls with products that they need to allow them to get the education that they absolutely need to change their lives for the better. And when girls are educated, this is known as the girl effect. They lift up their communities and their families and so on. So we have been involved in that issue since 2000 and working with heaps of different groups. The project I would say that we have put the most time into and had the biggest kind of bang for our buck, as it were, is our relationship with AfriPads, which is a Uganda-based company that we've been associated with since 2008 when they were founded, in fact. And the company and their products were inspired by Luna Pads, which they found through a woman who came from Vancouver with them to Uganda. And they've gone on to build the most amazing company. They employ 150 people. They've provided over 1 million girls with their products throughout sub-Saharan Africa, and are just this amazing story of social enterprise success. So our relationship with them since 2012, we've had kind of a Tom Shoe style one-for-one, pad-for-pad kind of relationship with them. And we've also just recently launched a beautiful graphic novel booklet that educates girls about their reproductive anatomy and menstrual cycles and so on, that will be a companion to the pads that they receive to kind of up their, you know, it's an educational component, not just about a product to help them deal with their periods.
And that booklet will be translated in all the local languages so that the girls have access to relate to it in their own native language.
So inspiring. Is this booklet available to girls in our part of the world too, or is it just for AfriPads?
It's very well. Okay. So yes. And so it's just been launched in Uganda and Kenya. In fact, in the last 2 weeks, they've just rolling it out, doing their first print run, I think of about 10,000 pieces. And then, from there, yeah, it'll continue to be distributed. And as Suzanne said, in other languages. Here, we actually have an existing booklet that we wrote several years ago that I believe is available as a PDF download on our website. And so, yeah, we've really tried to tailor it culturally to meet this kind of aspirational city girl in Kampala in Uganda. So it's sort of culturally specific in terms of its images, but obviously the information itself is absolutely universal. And So, it's absolutely something that we could do here that I think people would be interested in. But
so, Nicole, you basically inspired a new project.
Look at that.
I aim to inspire. Speaking of inspiring, we were saying this a little earlier before you got on, Nat, that just about being pioneers in the period menstrual health industry over the last couple of years. And, it just seems like periods have become like a really big thing in the last year, 2 years. So I'm just curious about, how you guys feel about that, about the fact that this conversation has finally caught up with all of us.
Well, in most respects, it's a big relief because Madeline and I have been doing this for almost 2 decades now, trying to engage in conversations about periods and about our bodies. And so when the mainstream conversation catches up, we kind of sigh and say, finally.
And really so do we.
It gives us a proper platform for us to be able to position who we are and what we do in a conversation that's already happening in the media, whether it's an Olympic swimmer saying that I didn't perform as well as I could have, perhaps because of my period, or somebody running the London Marathon free bleeding, to, any number of examples of posting a photo on Instagram that is provocative because she's bled through her track pants. So it's good content for us to wave and say, hey, we're here, we've been here for a while, and we have something that can meet your need in a conversation that's not too in your face, but rather we're part of the conversation.
It's been exciting to also to see, I would say, the proliferation of other people experimenting with, other versions of washable pads, other versions of period underwear, other versions of menstrual cups, and just to see it, its profile being grown as a whole as a profile. So the impact that has is it normalizes reusables as a consumer choice. So that's where you get Target, right? Like that's where that comes in when people are like, oh, hey, this is a thing. This is no longer some fringy, hippie, kind of crunchy thing. This is something that modern urban women are doing for very good reasons, and the products are sophisticated and beautiful. And so we're really excited and very welcoming of other people coming into the space.
I think that's it though, isn't it? It's about getting rid of the negative associations with using something like a reusable. And a lot of women would probably still see it as being very hippie and I guess even just the thought of it being in an everyday store that most people would walk into, I think is really helping, outside of the fact that we've all been banging that drum over here for a really long time going, we all have periods. It's not revolutionary. So I think that does open up a whole new conversation for you guys, which is extremely exciting. And then the knock-on effect of that is it's just normalizing the fact that we all are in the same boat. We all are, having periods and having to deal with that every month.
Precisely.
Yeah. I'm so curious about your performer line and what that is, because I like, obviously Lunapads, I know Lunapads is reusable pads, but I know you have a number of other products as well. Like what are they? What do they all include? I feel like women really want to know about all these new awesome products for their periods.
Yeah, so Performa Pads is the sort of second iteration of Lunapads that were designed to accommodate very heavy menstrual flow, because we notice that customers have a resistance to switching to reusables because they're worried that they won't work or they're worried that they will leak. And so we kind of designed this high-tech, high-performance pad to assure customers of that concern. And we engineered it so that it had fibers that were much more absorbent than cotton. It had a leak-proof layer, and then it had a layer on top that was actually with quick drying. So we designed it so that it would be appealing to a more mainstream consumer who was worried about that risk. And then it was also dual purpose designed for a need that I was experiencing, having had two children, is that I experience bladder leakage when I'm exercising. And so I was realizing that, you know what, I can use Lunapads while I'm going for a long run. And so we have incidentally marketed this new Performa line of products to be both for menstrual and bladder needs. And to our knowledge, there's no product on the market that actually is a dual purpose product like that. Mm. And we have also done a number of surveying, which indicates that most women over 30, one out of three of them experiences some form of bladder leakage as well as menstruation. So it seems so logical to position the product to be suitable for both. And then thinking further ahead in terms of our long-term future, we know that the boomers are aging and there is this market for more bladder leakage needs products. So that's one form of diversification of our product line.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other one is through the period underwear. So period underwear, what we call Luna Undies, were products that I developed originally in the early 90s alongside Lunapads. And so we've just continued to iterate, and we have, you know, from lacy ones and pretty ones and so on. And we've just launched a product, our first gender inclusive product that is explicitly gender inclusive, very much inspired by trans customers who were asking for the product and just saying, you know, we don't identify as women, but we bleed and really want to be seen and have our needs met by your company because we love you guys. And so, yeah, so we thought, okay, let's make this boxer brief product that, I mean, you don't need to be trans to use it, obviously. It can be for anyone, and it's this super comfy product. Like, it's just driven by this idea of really wanting to help our customers feel at home in their bodies, no matter what the size of their bodies, no matter the gender of their bodies, and to just be the ultimate comfy, cozy sort of, I don't know, the menstrual underwear equivalent of your flannel PJs curled up on a couch with your cat kind of feeling. And so those have been, they've been the best launch of any product we've ever, ever launched. They launched less than a month ago, and they have, the uptick on sales on them has been better than any product we've ever done before. So we're really excited about that as well.
Holy cow, that is fantastic. I feel like period undies are really the thing now.
Yeah, they're smart products. And I guess where we, you know, there, it's been exciting. There's been a lot of sort of technical, sporty period underwear that have come out recently. And we think that's really great for people who have those needs. And at Lunapads, we're still really proud of the fact that our products are made locally. They're made here in North America with primarily natural fiber fabrics. So, you know, even though we're doing leak-proof treatment, we're doing all those things and absorbent fabrics involved in them and so on, the body of the underwear are still organic cotton predominantly. And so we really believe in that. Yeah. So we're really trying to stick to an environmentally responsible kind of married up with performance and comfort, and then wanting to keep jobs in North America making our products. So we feel really good about it.
That's really cool. Where are they made? Are they made in Canada or in the US?
Yeah, they're made here in Vancouver, and we're really proud of that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Like I said, we don't have access. Well, they're slowly coming over, but I've yet to try myself personally. And it might be a dumb question, but I'm sure some people are thinking it. Are they just machine washable? Do you chuck them in the washing machine?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, what we typically recommend is that after you've soaked through your pad or your underwear, to rinse out as much blood as possible, you know, through the tap and down the sink. And then just simply throw it in with your regular laundry, whether it's your jeans or towels or underwear or socks. It'll all mix in really well, and you can even hang them out to dry or put them in the dryer. I mean, it's like any piece of clothing or lingerie, like the more care you use in washing and drying it, the longer it will last, but they are professionally made, so they're extremely durable.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then the same sort of absorbency, I guess, is that what you would, you know, I guess, so we're told to change how to take one roughly
every 4 hours. Yeah, so we have two lines of products. One is the classic Luna Pads, which is a two-part system, and so you're changing the inserts to make them last longer. But as I was referring to with respect to the Performa Pad, our tests show that the Performa Pad actually lasts 3 times as long as a disposable pad or tampon, simply because we've got such absorbent material in the inner core of the pad.
That is actually quite convenient for many women, I'm sure. You know what's so funny? I was thinking about this the other day. You know, in anticipation for your period, often you spend, you know, moments going to the toilet thinking, have I got it? No, it's not there. Have I got it? No, it's not there. And then once you've got it, it's like, oh, I don't want to go back because I don't want to change. I can't be bothered changing my pad or tampon. I mean, I guess it depends on the flow as well. For some women that do have a heavier flow, they're going to need to change it more regularly. So I guess it's a matter of working out what works for you, isn't it, girls?
Exactly. And I think what I also like about Luna Pads is that because they are washable, they're not wasteful. And so, you know, there's some individuals who have really irregular periods, or they're at the tail end or beginning of their period. So it's really good for days where you're not really sure how much you're going to bleed or if you're going to bleed at all. And so, you know, I remember in the old days before I met Madeline and switched to Luna Pads, I would be wasting these panty liners constantly thinking, oh, maybe I need something just in case. And using Luna Pads or Luna underwear is just so not wasteful in that regard.
Before we wrap, because I know we're running out of time, I have another question. Have you had, like, what are the reports of people that often suffer from period pain and utilizing your products? Is there, may not have actually been tested, but is there, you know, feedback from your consumers that they are finding that their period pain is possibly less apparent?
Yes, we do get that feedback. And I mean, I'm not a medical doctor, so I wouldn't claim that, but we certainly have a tremendous amount of testimonials from customers who say that not only are they necessarily experiencing less pain, but we get a lot of customers who say that they actually bleed less, and they wonder whether or not switching to something more natural, just their body is saying to them, thank you, please take care of me better, and their periods are either less painful or just less heavy.
I feel like that's body literacy right there, isn't it? It's just our bodies are fully telling us that in their own language that this is a better product for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally. All right. Well, we are out of time, but before we go anywhere, do you want to tell our listeners where they can access and find you guys?
For sure. So the best place to access Luna Pads is on our website at lunapads.com. And there also is at the footer of our website, a store locator. And in that, you can find other ways to shop. We are primarily an online business, but we have fairly decent retail locations all across Canada. There are 200 locations of Target stores across America. And then internationally, you can then check the stores that are listed on our website. But primarily, we are online, and a lot of our other retailers internationally are also online. So I know that, Nat, that it's not as easily accessible for you, but we do ship every day on weekdays internationally as well. So we try.
I have no excuse. I actually have no excuse. I will jump online and I will purchase because you inspired me to do so.
And maybe what we'll do is after the call, we can follow up and give you a promotion code for all your listeners to get a discount code so that they can shop and save some money.
Oh, they would absolutely love that. I know everyone likes to get their hands on an item that's awesome. They can save a little bit at the same time. I know that really floats people's boats. Well, anyway, we are out of time, like I said. So thank you so much for making the time to join us this week. It's been awesome.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
So for our listeners, we invite you, of course, to join us again next time for more Girl Talk Gone Menstrual. But in the meanwhile, if your hormones are begging you for some more of this awesome information, be sure to go back and check out the library of previous Period Party episodes, and please take a couple of seconds to rate us, because that makes us happy, doesn't it, Nicole?
It makes us so happy.
All right, guys, until next time, we will speak soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, ladies. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Nat. Bye. Thank you, Nicole.